The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Now, the number of women and people with gynae organs raising red flag gynecological concerns with their GP has reduced by almost a fifth since before the COVID-19 pandemic, according to new data, and that's why GSK, in partnership with the Eve Appeal, is launching Be Gynae Aware, a new campaign to raise awareness of gynecological health to help women understand what is normal for them, and to feel confident visiting their doctor for advice if they have any concerns. And we're joined now by Dr. Hilary Jones, who believes no topic should be off limits regardless of the gender of the GP you're speaking to. Good afternoon, Doctor. How are you?
I'm good, Toby, and I hope you are too.
Yes, I'm great, thank you. So what are the main gynecological red flags to be looking out for?
Well, I think it's important to realise that there are a number of symptoms that are often attributed to other things. Bloating, for example, of the tummy could be put down to irritable bowel syndrome, but it could also be a symptom of something like ovarian cancer. Irregular periods, heavier than normal periods, any lumps or bumps, any irritation. All of these things are associated with gynecological health and should be checked out. You're quite right that there's been a 20% drop in women coming forward since before the pandemic to report red flag symptoms. And what we mean by red flag symptoms are symptoms that could suggest something quite serious. And it's really important that those women are seen by the doctor and are treated, because early diagnosis, whether it's something that's benign or more sinister, makes a greater chance of survival and a better outcome generally. Yeah. So the Eve Appeal, the whole purpose of the Be Gynae Aware campaign is to empower women to feel in control of their symptoms, to make them feel not embarrassed, not anxious, but prepared to make that appointment, to feel at ease during the appointment and to know exactly where they stand after the appointment. Yeah. And it gives them the wherewithal to write notes about their symptoms so they're pre-prepared for the appointment, to give them drawings that they can refer to if it makes things easier to explain, and not to go away dissatisfied, to make sure that they feel listened to by the GP or the GP support staff. And if we can do this, not only will we save lives, but we'll make women feel a lot more in control and totally happy with their health generally.
And at what point should you visit your GP? I mean, should you wait a while to see if the symptoms persist, or should you go immediately as soon as you have them?
Well, one of the great things about the website is that it will give you a very good idea about when you should go and when to wait. I mean, generally, if you've got a concern that's more than a few days old, then you should voice that concern, whether it's an online consultation or a face-to-face consultation. But anything that's not normal for you, should have an explanation. So suppose it's a urinary symptom. It could be an irritation. It could be an infection. If it's abnormal bleeding, depending on your age and your circumstance, it could be just something associated with stress in your life, or it could be, if it's postmenopausal bleeding, it could be something such as endometrial or the lining of the womb, cancer. Yeah. So you should never sit on these symptoms. Always get an explanation. Never feel embarrassed or that you're wasting the GP's time. And by the way, if you're worried about your GP being a male and not a woman doctor, it's possible to ask for a female doctor or a specialist doctor in your GP practice if there is one. But if there isn't, don't use that as an excuse to delay. It's important that you see any doctor, and male doctors are fully professional, fully trained to look after and respect the wishes of their female patients.
Yeah, that's the thing, I suppose. Whether you're a male doctor or a female doctor, you've seen it all before and you've all done the same training.
Absolutely. And of course, you can take a friend or a family member with you to give you moral support whilst you're being examined by the doctor, and you're perfectly entitled, as your right, to have a chaperone, a professional member of staff, to be in there with you whilst you're being examined. So everything's in your favour. It's all about you. It's not about the doctor. It's about what you want. You have a right to go at your own pace, to ask questions, to refuse an examination. But as long as you know what it's all about, I think you feel empowered to make that appointment and get things sorted out.
Yeah, I suppose there are still some women who might still be embarrassed, even if it is a woman doctor. How do you get over that? Is there a way?
Yes, there is. And one of the good things about the appeal, the Eve Appeal website, is that it gives discussion guides, not just to healthcare professionals and patients, but to the whole of the GP support staff. So it gives receptionists even clues as to how to treat somebody who's hesitant about saying why they want an appointment. So patients are given space and time. Many patients feel that it's very private, very intimate, very personal, quite rightly. And also there are patients with barriers that may be cultural or religious, where their training is about modesty to a much greater extent. But all these barriers can be broken down through explanation, through reassurance, through giving time to patients and putting them in control. That's what this is all about.
So what do you think has caused this decrease in GP visits? Is it directly because of the pandemic?
Yes, I think some people feel that they don't want to go to see the doctor because that's where they might contract COVID. I think that has been an issue. Obviously, doctors are very careful to make their premises as secure health-wise as possible. So it's meant sanitizing areas much more frequently, and that's reduced the amount of consultations that are available. There's huge pressure on GP services at the moment with less doctors than we had just a few years ago. And I think patients sometimes feel that they're wasting the GP's time, which is absolutely not the case. We'd much rather see people early when we can make huge changes and for the better than see them when it's too late.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's been all sorts of campaigns throughout the pandemic saying that the NHS is still very much open, and yet we're still seeing people hesitant about getting things checked.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's a big discrepancy between what's ideal and what's actually happening. Yeah. And GPs are working extremely hard to tackle the backlog. We've got large waiting lists, and certainly, you know, we hope that the new government will tackle the problems that exist in our wonderful NHS. I think the staff within it are doing their utmost to accommodate the needs of patients, but there's huge pressure. That is not to say you need to wait and sit on your symptoms. It's important to discuss them, and it doesn't take long to have a telephone conversation, during which time with your GP you can ascertain whether you need a face-to-face examination or consultation with your doctor. But you know, nobody should be fobbed off. The NHS is still there for everybody, and yes, it's having a trying time at the moment, but it's never going to give up.
Absolutely. Well, Where can we go to find out more information?
Well, the best website is the eveappeal.org.uk/beginyaware. That's the website we're encouraging people to go to. It's launched today in this month, which is the Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month. So very timely for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, many thanks for joining us today. It's been great to talk to you.
And you, Toby. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.